The House will come to order. The flag salute will be led by Representative Jeff Barker.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony today will be presented by a friend, Dr. Jack Kegel. Jack is my neighbor in Sun River. The best thing about Jack is his lovely wife, Bev. He has two daughters, four grandchildren. In my church, which I'm a member, Jack and I are members of, he's called Jack the Baptist. Jack is very active in our community, a leader, and he always volunteers for my wife's golf tournaments. That makes him really good. He has over 40 years of parish work in education, a PhD in education, and he served overseas for many years in counseling and education. Pastor Jack Kegel.
Thank you, Gene. These are perilous times as we prepare to celebrate Oregon's 150 years of existence. The people of Oregon have placed their trust in you to lead us back into prosperity. May the words of this prayer give you encouragement and hope for a bright future. In the words of Edna St. Vincent Millay, the world stands out on either side, no wider than the heart is wide. Above the world is stretched the sky, no higher than the soul is high. And the heart can push the sea and land farther away on either hand. And the soul can split the sky in two and let the face of God shine through. But east and west will pinch the heart that cannot keep them pushed apart. And they whose soul is flat, the sky will cave in on them by and by. May God give you the grace to never sell yourself short, the grace to risk something big for something good, and the grace to remember that the world is now too dangerous a place for anything but truth and too small for anything but love. Amen. Amen.
Okay. We'll begin courtesies, and I'm going to recognize myself. We're going to start us. We will be starting a tradition today, and in conjunction with our 150th birthday celebration, of each member will be giving us a little bit of history about our history. When European sea captains first saw the Northwest Pacific coast, the vast and dense coastal forest caught their attention. Captain George Vandecour, whose British fleet passed near the ocean shore on April the 27th, 1792, also noted the change in the character of the water that signified the mouth of a river. Vancouver was a careful man. However, he was under orders not to pursue any inlet or river further than it shall appear to be navigable. So he decided to drop the matter and continued north. But 2 days later, he encountered a ship, the first he had sighted in 8 months. It was Captain Robert Gray in the Columbia Rediviva, headed south. Gray told officers that he had passed a river's mouth with a flow so strong he could not enter. Vancouver remembered the spot, but even after hearing Gray's account, he again dismissed the river, it's such as it was, as being too small to be navigable. 2 weeks later, on the morning of May the 11th, 1792, Gray saw the first fume of muddy water coming from the shore. This time he decided to follow it, and the Columbia shot over the banks in 5 to 7 fathoms of water into the broad expanse of Baker Bay. Gray named the river Columbia after his ship. American statesmen later used Gray's entrance into the Columbia to support U.S. territorial claims to the far west. Ends my historical lesson today. Are there further courtesies? Representative Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With regard to the pastor, Kuechel, and his wife, Bev, and my friend, Karina, who are sitting on the side aisle, those folks were in Salem a lot of years and respected members of our community, and your gain is our loss, so I would like to welcome them all to the Capitol. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Thatcher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to introduce my my intern, Rachel Milstad. She is a senior at George Fox, studying political science, international studies, and Spanish. So she's quite skilled, and I'm happy to have her. Thanks.
No further courtesies? Seeing no further courtesies, the clerk, I need a gavel.
The clerk will open the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum. Quorum has been met. All members present, excused, Witt and Hunt. Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate. First reading, memorials and resolutions.
HJM 2, urging Congress to enact legislation assisting veterans' employment. HJM 3, urging Congress to increase funding and eligibility for fee-based payments for veterans to review and simplify fee-based status and regulations regarding payment eligibility. HJM 4, urging Congress to pass legislation for transition of National Guard and reserve to civilian life following active service. HJR 3, proposing amendment to our Constitution related to veterans.
Measures read. Oh, keep going.
You're right. Measures read.
All right, is he done? Measures read the first time are passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Standing committee reports. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. First readings of House bills.
House Bill 5001 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Board of Accountancy and declaring emergency. House Bill 5002 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Department of Administrative Services, appropriated money and declaring emergency. House Bill 5003 relating to financial administration of the Commission for the Blind, appropriated money and declaring emergency. House Bill 5004 relating to financial administration of the State Commission on Children and Families, appropriated money and declaring emergency. House Bill 5005 relating to financial administration of the Department of Corrections, appropriated money and declaring emergency. House Bill 5006 relating to financial administration of the criminal fine and assessment account and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5007 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, appropriated money and declaring emergency. House Bill 5008 relating to financial administration of the Economic and Community Development Department, appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5009 relating to state financial administration of the Emergency Board, appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5010 relating to financial administration of the Employment Department, appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5011 relating to financial administration of the Employment Relations Board, appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5012 relating to financial administration of the Employment Relations Board and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5013 relating to financial administration of the State Department of Energy and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5014 relating to financial administration of the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5015 relating to state financial administration appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5016 relating to financial administration of the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5017 relating to financial administration of the Department of Higher Education appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5018 relating to state financial administration appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5019 relating to financial administration of the Housing and Community Services Department appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5020 relating to financial administration of the Judicial Department appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5021 relating to financial administration of the Commission on the Judicial Fitness and Disability appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5022 relating to financial administration of the Department of Justice appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5023 relating to financial administration of the Department of Justice and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5024 relating to financial administration of the Bureau of Labor and Industries appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5025 relating to the financial administration of legislative branch agencies appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5026 relating to financial administration of the State Library appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5027 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Liquor Control Commission and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5028 relating to financial administration of long-term care ombudsman appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5029 relating to financial administration of the State Marine Board and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5030 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Medical Board and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5031 relating to financial administration of the Oregon State Board of Nursing and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5032 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Health and Science University appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5033 relating to financial administration of the State Parks and Recreation Department and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5034 relating to state financial administration appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5035 relating to financial administration of the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5036 relating to financial administration of the State Board of Pharmacy and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5037 relating to financial administration of the Department of State Police appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5038 relating to financial administration of the Oregon State Police and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5039 relating to financial administration of the Psychiatric Security Review Board appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5040 relating to financial administration of the Public Defense Services Commission appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5041 relating to financial administration of the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5042 relating to state financial administration appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5043 relating to financial administration of the Public Utility Commission and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5044 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Racing Commission and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5045 relating to financial administration of the Real Estate Agency and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5046 relating to financial administration of the Real Estate Agency and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5047 relating to financial administration of the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5048 relating to financial administration of the Department of Veterans Affairs appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5049 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5050 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5051 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Youth Authority appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5052 relating to state financial administration appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5053 relating to state financial administration appropriated money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5054 relating to state financial administration appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5055 relating to state financial administration appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5056 relating to state financial administration appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5057 relating to state financial administration appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5058 relating to state financial administration appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5059 relating to state financial administration appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5060 relating to state financial administration appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 5061 relating to state financial administration appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2223 relating to State Department of Fish and Wildlife Fees. House Bill 2224 relating to criminal records checks. House Bill 2225 relating to a pilot program to establish sites dedicated to affordable housing and declare an emergency. House Bill 2226 relating to destination resorts within 10 miles of Metolius River Basin and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2027 relating to destination resorts. House Bill 2228 relating to transfer of development rights for resource lands and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2229 relating to recommendations of Oregon Task Force on Land Use Planning and Appropriated Money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2230 relating to coordination of land use decision making between state agencies and local governments. House Bill 2231 relating to fees for water well constructors. House Bill 2232 relating to drilling of geothermal holes and appropriating money. House Bill 2233 relating to commercial driver training. House Bill 2234 relating to regulation of activities in the state highway rights of way. House Bill 2235 relating to hazardous trees along state highways. House Bill 2236 relating to alternative fuel distribution. House Bill 2237 relating to enhanced penalties for persons driving while under the influence of intoxicants with blood alcohol content of 0.15% or higher. House Bill 2238 relating to hardship permits. House Bill 2239 relating to consequences of test refusal. House Bill 2240 relating to chiropractic physicians. House Bill 2241 relating to compensation paid to members of state boards of commissions. House Bill 2242 relating to direct entry midwives. House Bill 2243 relating to regulation of licensed nursing home administrators and appropriating money. House Bill 2244 relating to certificates of death. House Bill 2245 relating to medical imaging, House Bill 2246 relating to consumption of alcoholic liquor by underage persons, House Bill 2247 relating to liquor licensees, House Bill 2248 relating to responsible vendor program, House Bill 2249 relating to alcoholic beverage services permits, House Bill 2250 relating to liquor licenses, House Bill 2251 relating to service permit application endorsements, House Bill 2252 relating to telecommunications and declaring an emergency, House Bill 2253 relating to fees payable to the Public Utility Commission of Oregon and declaring an emergency, House Bill 2254 relating to provision of financial assistance by the Housing and Community Services Development, House Bill 2255 relating to manufactured dwelling park nonprofit cooperatives, House Bill 2256 relating to State Housing Council review of the Housing and Community Services Department transactions, House Bill 2257 relating to Community Development Incentive Project Fund, House Bill 2258 relating to individual development accounts, House Bill 2259 relating to Community Action Directors of Oregon, House Bill 2260 relating to availability of information product by the Housing and Community Services Department. House Bill 2261 relating to use of affordable housing tax credit and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2262 relating to reinstatement of charges after plea. House Bill 2263 relating to kidnapping. House Bill 2264 relating to actions for certain fraudulent conduct and appropriating money. House Bill 2265 relating to search warrants. House Bill 2266 relating to warrants for mobile tracking devices. House Bill 2267 relating to services of investigative demands. House Bill 2268 relating to requirements for customer authorization of motor vehicle repairs. House Bill 2269 relating to extradition. House Bill 2270 relating to fees sellers charge to buyers and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2271 related to punitive damages. House Bill 2272 relating to medical support. House Bill 2273 relating to enforcement of child support obligations by suspension of privileges. House Bill 2274 relating to referral to support obligations to the Department of Revenue. House Bill 2275 relating to child support. House Bill 2276 relating to child support enforcement services. House Bill 2277 relating to change in support award when physical custody changes. House Bill 2278 relating to judgment remedies for child support. House Bill 2279 relating to liability for failure to comply with orders to withhold. House Bill 2280 relating to child support obligees receiving public assistance and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2281 relating to support. House Bill 2282 relating to civil actions to enforce child support obligations. House Bill 2283 relating to retroactivity of new rules of federal law. House Bill 2343 relating to mental incapacitation. House Bill 2344 relating to discovery of sexually explicit material. House Bill 2400 relating to certain peace officers. House Bill 2401 relating to assaults. House Bill 2402 relating to community-based care. House Bill 2403 relating to forfeiture.
Bills read the first time are passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Representative Riley, for what purpose do you rise?
Return to courtesies, please, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Riley has asked that we return to the order of business of courtesies. Any objections? Seeing none. Representative Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today is Public Health Legislative Visit Day, and we have up in the gallery some of the young people and some not quite so young people who are here today. There are several organizations and several schools being represented. The Oregon Public Health Association, American Lung Association of Oregon, American Heart Association, Community Health Partnership, Council of Local Health Officers, Northwest Health Foundation, Oregon Dental Association, Upstream Public Health. I'm saying it almost as fast as Obie. We also have several schools and youth organizations represented. Among them are Aloha High School, Beaverton High School, Centennial Middle School, Forest Grove High School, Gresham High School, North Salem High School, Reynolds Middle School, Southridge High School, Taggart High School, Woodburn High School, the Woodburn Youth Advisory Board from the City of Woodburn, the Youth Advisory Council from Multnomah County Commission of Children and Families, the Youth Advisory Council from Washington County Commission on Children and Families, both are here. And universities represented are the Oregon MPH program, the Master of Public Health program, with students from Oregon Health and Science University, Oregon State University, and Portland State University. Thank you. And they're all up here.
Further courtesies, Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'd like to extend courtesies to students from Lott Whitcomb School in Milwaukee. They are fourth graders, and there should be 90 of these young people here in the Capitol today. Please extend courtesies to them and wave to them.
Further courtesies? Seeing none. We will now proceed with the order of business, second reading of House bills. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Final reading memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills. Second reading of Senate bills. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Nolan.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. House Democrats will caucus immediately following the floor. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Further announcements? Remonstrances. Representative Cameron.
Request permission to return to announcements, please.
Representative Cameron, request return to announcements. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a Republican caucus on the floor immediately following the session.
We will now return to remonstrances. Representative Galizio.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday at 3:26 p.m., U.S. Air Flight 1549, carrying 150 passengers and five crew members, took off from New York's LaGuardia Airport, bound for Charlotte Douglas International Airport in Charlotte, North Carolina. Approximately 1 minute into the flight, both engines of the Airbus A320 lost power. In what has been described as a combination of deft maneuvering, quick thinking, and adaptation to an extraordinarily difficult set of circumstances, 57-year-old former Air Force pilot C.B. Sully Sullenberger III guided the plane to a carefully controlled water landing in New York's icy Hudson River. While there were some injuries and certainly a lot of frazzled nerves, all 155 people on that plane survived. Captain Sullenberger certainly deserves all of the accolades and praise that he's received and will receive in the days to come. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't show up at the inauguration on January 20th. Maybe he has his own television show and book deal. But apparently, with such an emergency, pilots who were interviewed said that the captain probably would have reached for a 100-page book that sits next to the pilot's seat called the Quick Reference Handbook, which lists in order what a pilot can do in a variety of different emergencies. Now, I'm not sure if Captain Sullenberger actually had time or the opportunity to peruse that handbook. But I bring this up because if you read sort of the backstory of this, the survival of the 155 people on that flight was made possible by more than Captain Sullenberger. It was made possible by people such as the two New York City police officers who literally tied themselves to two New York detectives. They tied them to them, who then stepped onto the wing of the plane and then shepherded people onto the rescue boats. There was also an armada of police boats, tugboats, Coast Guard officials who surrounded the plane, helped people to safety, prevented hypothermia, and they helped the plane stay afloat with lines and rope. Colleagues, the successful outcome of U.S. Air Flight 1549 might just serve as a metaphor for the 75th legislative session. Lives literally hang in the balance with the decisions that we're going to make in the next 5.5 months as we seek to contend with the extraordinary turbulence of the global economic crisis that we confront. Let us take our cue from Captain Sullenberger and the dozens, if not hundreds, of, quote, ordinary Americans who pull together to protect those 150 passengers
time
on that plane.
Time has elapsed. Thank you. And there is no yields for remonstrances, but thank you very much. Further remonstrances, Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I want to thank my colleague for bringing that great story to our attention. Colleagues, I'd just like to bring to your attention a term that we use. I didn't know what it meant until I got here last session. A term we use in budgeting, CSL. Do you all know what CSL means? I didn't. There's some newbies here that may not know. It does not stand for curious or classy state legislator. It stands for current service levels. So I simply have two questions for my colleagues as it relates to CSLs. The first one is, as it relates to your personal budget, not your state budget here in the Capitol, not our larger budget, but your home budget, have you or should you be making adjustments to your family's CSL, current service levels? And if, like me, you have or are thinking about it, my question is this. Is it too simplistic to apply that same principle that we apply to our home budgets to our work here in the next 6 months? Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, January 20th, 2009.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until Tuesday, January 20th, 10:15 a.m., 2009.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, January 20th, 2009. Without objection, the House is adjourned.